So as so often happens here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, I'm scrolling through some different headlines. Something catches my eye, and then I start trying to find out a little bit more about it. So here's the headline. Hand of God ball sells for millions. Now, I had heard a little bit in the realm of sportsdom, so to speak. I had heard of something called the Hand of God goal, but I didn't know exactly what it was. Now, it turns out this was a year before I was born, so maybe I don't have to be blamed quite as much for not knowing what it was. But this was a very, very famous soccer match in the World Cup. Of course, we just hosted the World Cup here in the U.S. This was the 1986 FIFA World Cup quarterfinals. It was Argentina against England, two soccer superpowers. This was in Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. In the 51st minute, famous soccer player or footballer Diego Maradona jumped against English goalkeeper Peter Shilton for an aerial ball, but instead of heading the ball, he punched it into the net with his left hand. Now, if you know anything about soccer, you can't touch the ball with your hand. That's why they call it football mostly around the world. You can't touch the ball with your hand. Well, he did. The official didn't notice it. Now, after the match, when Diego Maradona was asked about it, he said the goal was scored, quote, a little with the head of Maradona and a little with the hand of God. Never admitted that he actually kind of cheated. Now, later on, he had an absolutely amazing, amazing goal from what I read, where he dribbled through four English defenders and they ended up winning 2-1. So that was legitimate. But this one, he called it the hand of God instead of saying, yeah, I touched it and wasn't supposed to. Anyway, so that's the backstory. Why this lengthy backstory? Well, the ball in question that was supposedly touched by the hand of God, but it was actually just his hand cheating, that ball was just sold for $3.3 million. Now, that's actually much less than expected. Apparently, it was assumed that this soccer ball would go for $10 million. The ball was initially in the possession of the Tunisian referee of the match, the guy who actually missed the call. He kept it for three decades, then sold it for $2.37 million 4 years ago. How about that? Can you imagine that? If you screw up at work in front of the world and then you end up being a millionaire because of it? But anyway, so the ref kept the ball, missed the call, kept the ball, sold it for over $2.3 million, and now someone sold it again for $3.3 million, but they thought, hey, this actually could sell for $10 million. I don't know who pays that much money for any soccer ball, much less one that just makes everyone in Argentina really upset. But there you go. The Hand of God ball selling for $3.3 million. Another headline that caught my eye this morning, WWIB The WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb with you. Havel back tomorrow morning. This is what it said. Senior years may truly be golden for happiness. A study from the University of California in San Diego found that older adults are generally less stressed and happier with their lives than younger people are. Now, the study found that on average, mental well-being steadily improved as people aged. And that was despite the fact that older adults had more physical health issues and problems with memory and thinking versus younger folks. The reasons they say are not completely clear, but research has pointed to some likely explanations, including the perspective and wisdom that comes from life experience. May I point you as well to Philippians chapter 4 and the Apostle Paul, who said this to the Philippian church and to all of us. He said, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.